Welcome to the Jones.com podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Tristan.
I thought we settled on King Armor.
Did we? We never settled on anything.
I'll go King Armor. We just settled on that.
I'm not. Mr. Armor?
That's fine, too.
Mr. Armor.
Yeah,
that's cool. What you going with?
I mean,
a superhero.
Like a trash-ass superhero. Like one of the ones who show up at the end of the battle, like, yeah, I did something, but... Everybody already done worn them down already.
That's what I would have been anyway. If I had to be a superhero. Yeah, like, dang, I just missed it. Dang.
Y'all did good, though.
Yeah.
And then Whitlow here.
Co-host.
What?
Co-host. Yeah. I thought we had decided on that.
When?
At some point.
At what point?
At some point.
Where?
I'm not sure.
I told Ish that we should get knighted.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we pretty much like... A piece of the pod now.
Bro, I told him if he bought a sword, I'd do it.
Oh, damn, the actual sword.
Yeah. Okay. That's how you get knighted.
Yeah.
But
I think it's better than getting jumped in.
Oh, for sure. Sure, I'd take being knighted every day over being jumped in.
How are those options? Like, what?
I'm just trying to think about how you join.
How you be initiated.
Yeah.
You want to be a knight or you want to be a banger?
That's crazy. Like, why couldn't black people think of something better? Like, why?
Yeah, that is kind of wild when you think about
like,
it.
Like, is that like the original thing?
Like, you couldn't
thing?
Give them a quiz? Like,
just a little no, the quiz is still there. You still have to know your knowledge.
I know you have to know it, but I don't think they test you when they, because you don't learn nothing before they just beat you up. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, what if you beat their ass? Like, do you become the head nigga?
I wonder, has that happened? Do you jump?
Like, that's like you testing out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you should.
Like, if you took ROTC before you went to the
army,
you come
like,
in with a little more rank.
So I come in, y'all got 8 niggas. I go whooped all their ass.
I gotta be something. I gotta be up the chain now.
But what if you already in it? So what if you was in the gang already and you got your ass beat? How do you feel that the nigga who just came in got more stand than you?
I mean, he deserved it. He beat my ass. Yeah.
Y'all
I ain't gonna say nothing about it.
Yeah, y'all just gonna let it walk.
They gonna be hating low key though. You know
that's what I'm saying. Like,
just beat 8 our ass. What would ask for a 1-on-1? He just beat 8 of us.
Oh boy, dude, he right about
you.
That.
Just gotta jump him though. Like next time,
he
like,
just did.
Nah, like he seen it coming this time because he was ready. So he's probably practicing at the crib the whole time. But like next time,
he's
like
watch all them videos.
Yeah. He was on World Star all night. Like, all right, this is what you gotta do. You gotta take the bit nigga out first, but then you just really gotta hit the second nigga with a cheap shot. You know what I'm saying?
They said just gotta keep moving back.
Yeah,
you gotta keep moving.
Yeah, something like that. But now, y'all come behind him like when he think y'all cool, y'all just going to the store real quick. Y'all just throw him out the car, and another car pull up. They jump out, start beating his ass. He ain't even.
But now, you could lose that again because he's already shown he's well enough equipped to whoop 8 niggas' ass.
Losing it again is wild.
Two, you are now beating up your fellow gang member
right
now. So what are we doing here? It's all none of it matters anymore.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying he ain't finna come in with more staying than me. Like that's crazy.
But he earned it though.
He definitely earned it.
And?
You beat me and 8 niggas up. I don't even want you. You can have the rank.
Do you want him in your gang?
Yeah. I don't want all the money.
I don't want him to go join the other guys. We damn sure gonna lose.
Nah, but I mean, why couldn't niggas just get knighted, bro? That's just crazy.
See,
nah.
I always told people I'd rather be in a gang than a fraternity.
Why?
Cause I said it's. I just feel like that's cooler, you know.
Yeah.
Being a blood or
and
cute.
It's something about being hazed and all that freak. They be having to do some freaky shit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like robbing a grandma ain't no freaky shit.
I mean, you're not necessarily gonna have to do that as a gangbanger though.
Right. Right. But you know,
robbing the ops.
In facts. And you really, you know, you protecting the neighborhood. Who the frats protecting? Themselves. Nobody. Bro.
People be trying like Tristan. It's not the same. I said, y'all got colors to you know. Defer, y'all be banging, y'all.
Facts.
Y'all sweet,
they be
y'all stepping.
All kind of shit.
I said crip walking. That's the same thing.
Same thing.
Same. What's the blood through? Sue? And then what the
the GDs do?
Yeah. What the, and then no, I'm saying like what the AKs do? What they go sweet?
Yeah,
sweet.
They do the same thing.
Yeah. It's all one and one.
So
I was like, I mean, I'd rather be a crip or a blood than be you know a Q or an alpha.
That's probably where it came from, honestly.
You think so? No? It's
probably
what?
Like. You know, took pieces of it.
You think one is like a higher society version of it?
Kind of.
Like, we feel like, oh.
Gangs are higher.
Like, yeah, blood. Bloods don't be acting like they better than the next person because they something, you know
but
what I'm saying?
But them fraternities? Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I just watched Snoop or Crip perform at the Super Bowl. I can't tell you what Alpha or what Q gonna did anything.
That's for sure. Didn't some do something with Beyonce? Or was that just...
Yeah, they did that...
Homecoming shit.
She made up her own fraternity, didn't she?
Oh, okay.
It count for something, right?
No. It ain't one of the official...
And the Beehive is a stronger gang. I don't even know what the fraternity name is. Right.
So you saying, like, AKAs, Alphas... Is there a better one? Is there a beta fraternity that's men?
Why would it be beta? There's alphas out here. You already lost. So that's true. I'm assuming.
But everybody else is starting after the letter alpha.
That's true. But shit, we could be alphas too.
Like kappas Deltas. Is like.
Yeah, but it'd be like alpha, kappa,
alpha.
I don't know. Kappa, psi, I don't know.
Well, it's complicated. Blood, Crips, yeah. GD. What more do we need to know? Like what?
That's where it's at right there. That's it.
Triads. What more do you need to know?
I thought you don't mess with the Chinese.
We're inclusive. And I never said that. Don't know where he's getting that from.
He trying to put that on you.
Nah, man. Y'all boys, wow. Tristan, you seen...
No.
Damn, you ain't seen it?
I was going to go yesterday. I was too tired, so I'm going to go tomorrow. I go to a drive-in with Marvel stuff because all the movie theaters be sold out. So I just go to the drive-in.
Oh, so like when they be like tickets on sale tomorrow, I buy them like they concert tickets.
Yeah.
I just say I'm gonna go to a drive-in.
But I didn't really have to do that for Doctor Strange. I got them like a week late probably, and they still was good.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of went like later that week. Yeah. But this is the first time in a long time when I went to the theater and I was in like a Marvel crowd. Mm. And I was like, this hasn't happened since Avengers, like Endgame. Like everybody in there was like cheering and like.
Oh, I had that for Spider-Man.
I ain't get that for Spider-Man. I probably could have seen Spider-Man on Tuesday. That's what was. But like everybody was in there like going crazy and whatnot. And then like when the movie was over, I had to go pee. So I went to the bathroom. I was the only nigga who got up, and I was like, "Yo, am I tripping?"
Yeah. Like, we're talking about you. Look at this nude. You don't know.
Like what? And I definitely came back for it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, all I'm gonna say is it's fire.
I heard it's like a horror movie.
I don't get all that.
I've seen people say that, but yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I was looking for like the horror in it, but people, they must not watch horror movies because I got zero.
But nobody do. Horror movies be ass, though. I ain't going to count.
They are. Like,
I guess maybe does it have horror elements, like jump scares or something? Okay.
Yeah, well, they try.
I saw
one jump scare.
Yeah, yeah. But
it didn't jump.
It's like getting scared that this is the end. Like, bro, at the end of the day, this is a Marvel movie. Like, I remember when we go see This Is the End. My brother had jumped. My cousin like, this is a fucking comedy. What you jumping for? Like, it don't even make sense. Like, you're not finna scare me. Like,
it was hilarious.
I'm pretty sure Morbius was more scary than that movie.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Me neither.
They can say whatever they want. They can tell me that the cure for cancer is in Morpheus. I'm like, dang, that's crazy. Is that like in the Spartan notes?
Yeah, definitely not seeing that one.
Yeah, I think you never gonna watch it.
Probably not. I ain't gonna watch it.
Maybe if like HBO Max get it and I've watched everything.
Didn't y'all like Venom though?
Venom was straight.
I didn't like Venom.
Venom was straight. I didn't watch.
I did watch both of them, but I wouldn't watch them again. So I don't really want to waste my time with
Morpheus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't watching no.
But like you said, one day if it's just on the streaming site and I just be like, let's see what this shit is.
If I'm on an 8-hour flight, I kill an hour and a half.
If I'm on an 8-hour flight, I'll watch something else, bro. There's so many options. Like, because you know how I know that's true? When I went to Panama, Venom 2 is on the flights, right? You can watch it on the airplane. It was between, it's Panama City, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Nothing fancy. It's between, Venom 2, all the other movies, but I was tired of watching movies. And I chose Bob's Burgers.
Oh, man, that show was hilarious.
And I've seen all the episodes that they have on there. And I was like, I'd rather we watch Bob's Burger than watch Venom 2. Is it crazy? You watched it.
Oh, yeah. You made the right decision. But I'm just saying, it's crazy because you already seen all the episodes and you still chose it over.
I like Venom 2. I mean, it was... I don't take Sony seriously, so I was just taking it like I was laughing more than anything.
You don't take their movies seriously?
I mean, except for Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's no point.
And Marvel's take it.
Did you like Batman?
Oh, the Batman. Yeah, one? Yeah, that was good. Vengeance. That was good.
Yeah, he said Vengeance.
That was good.
Vengeance was
Sony did that?
Nah.
Fox, right? Or
nah, that's
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. They don't make that many good movies anymore either.
They don't.
Nah, they don't run.
But the Batman was cool.
And the Joker, right?
Yeah, the Joker. Yeah, the little darker theme they going for, those was cool.
Yeah, they don't run.
But they, you know, Justice League and all that other shit. Hey, Wonder Woman 2 is one of the...
That's shit.
That's one of the worst.
Well, really? I've never seen it.
That movie's awful.
Bro, she beats the big boss, the big bad villain, she beats him by making him tell the truth. I've never seen no shit like that.
This is my thing. When a nigga, he grants, like, asks for, like, wishes for this rock. And then at one point he says, I wish this to be you. And I 100% thought he was finna turn into a rock. I said, this is finna be the end of the movie. Then he just, like, gets the powers of rock. I said, that's not how that worked. Yeah. I said, if this was the genie from Aladdin, he would have just turned into a rock.
No bullshit.
I mean, that movie sounds awful.
Then, it was terrible.
Then the other one said she wanted to be an apex predator, and I was watching the YouTube thing. It's like, apex predator could have been anything. She could have got turned into a whale. Right. Like, they turned into like a cheetah.
Yeah. Oh, it was cheetah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but she could have got turned into any, you know what I mean, apex predators they could have possibly
like
been.
You said, you know, them wishes would get tricky. You'd be like, shit, I want, you know, $1 million, and they give you like $1 million animal bucks. Yeah. Like, you know.
Fairy Odd Parents taught me that.
Gotta be real careful what you wish for.
What was that? It was one. Oh, it was a genie. You right?
Yeah, on the Fairy Odd Parents. And like, remember? Then he wished. No, he. The other wish was like he made like an indestructible bike, but then he couldn't get rid of it. Like, they showed man, you gotta be real specific and careful what you wish for.
Facts. I mean, it makes sense.
Facts.
I know. You. Tristan might be a little sad. I know Whitlow ain't, but Kevin Samuels passed away, man.
That was crazy.
That was wild.
Like.
It's crazy the reaction. I hope I never do anything to anybody for niggas to rejoice when I die.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
That is like he didn't even do anything to people, like at all.
Bro,
like,
and they going bad. I say it's crazy.
Cheer, it is like niggas. good. I'm like, damn, what did this nigga do?
I'm like, what?
But have an opinion,
right?
I seen one tweeted. She was like, you know how many women have been killed due to the rhetoric he spilled? I was like. What?
Killed is crazy.
I said, I'm sure he just told people to get a job or like think realistically.
I don't even watch any of his stuff, but
he was saying something like wild.
I see like the clips. The clips were pretty funny, like when he's talking, but he did like to both sides. It was like he was
that don't mean nothing.
Yeah. He wasn't just bashing women. I see the clip where he was talking about a nigga too, so.
Yeah, he straight up asked, buddy, what's your dick size?
Yeah, I seen that.
Man, them people on the internet was wild. I seen one of them say some like, look, he didn't have a house, didn't have kids, a wife, and he was out here giving all this relationship advice, and now look at him. I'm like,
he died alone. Not by himself, but he was single. I'm like, what? Jesus. I'm like,
well, I don't know what do they want from people? Like,
I'm like, motherfucker can't even live life at this point.
Like, imagine if Jada Pinkett died right now.
Oh, yeah, it'd be crazy.
Like, you think men would rejoice?
Hell no.
Like, would people be like, yeah, Will Smith finally free? Yeah, that's what people will tweet. I really think so.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. They definitely would be like, Will free. Free Willie.
Ish, if this blows up and then I have a cult of people who dislike me, I'm just going to leave the podcast because I don't want niggas rejoicing when I die like that.
Yeah, that's I was looking at that. I'm like, man, this is real, like. It's people who like who not even like bad people who I know, and they was tweeting shit like, thank good, like just thank.
What do you mean not even bad people?
Shorty tweeted a list of people that she wanted to see their demise.
That's real.
And two of the 20, Kevin Samuels. Yeah, 2 of the 20 gonna die because it was like Betty White was on there too. I was like, why was Betty White on there?
What the fuck did Betty White do?
Yeah,
bro, people are terrible, yo.
People are bad, bro.
Like,
they're awful.
I realize why religion exists. Could you imagine life without religion? The United States of America, like. This shit
it'd
is
be
like,
really interesting.
Like, Twitter be like some of the craziest shit. You know, and I think, like, the worst part is like, balancing, like, people who try to balance religion and, like, regular life. And if you like, in the middle and you talk to anybody on either side of the spectrum, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, I had this one chick was like doing yoga is a part of, like, is devil worship. And I was...
Stretching?
Yeah. Stretching. Right. She said,
you summoning, bro?
She said you letting the devil spirits into your soul when you opening up like that. It was like a bunch of it was a long list of stuff.
Yeah, she wakes up stiff.
It was a long list of stuff, and I'm like, I don't even see how this one even I've heard people say listening to secular music, taking pictures and stuff like that. But when she said yoga,
I
would say
taking pictures. I tell people all the time that if I was growing up back in the day where pictures were just now a thing, I would believe they were the devil too, because I just wouldn't understand. I still to this day can't comprehend how my picture's on this piece of paper. So
you're talking about
photography? When you take a picture, I don't understand how it's on your phone, and I don't understand how it gets to this piece of paper.
You know what?
Blows my mind.
I get what you're saying, especially Polaroids.
Yeah. Don't understand it. So yeah, if I was there when they was there, I'd be like, that's the devil. No, all right. My soul is in there. You just took my soul. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see what you're getting at with that.
So do you not believe in magic tricks, or you think that's the devil too?
Magic? No, because magic tricks, at least most of the time is something explainable. I've seen reveal them, so nah.
Yeah, but David Blaine, the stuff he does
he might be a witch. Or what is it? What's it, a warlock or something like that?
Bruh, because so we had a technical issue when recording, and we lost some footage. But I'm going to make up for it by throwing in a 40-second clip of Tristan telling the smaller story. It's kind of mid-story or whatever, but I'm throwing it in there. Thanks for listening to the Jones.com podcast. Thanks for rocking with us. Part two is after that clip. Also, you can check the video version out on YouTube. Please, please, please roll to 100 subscribers. We're trying to get 100 subscribers on the Jones.com podcast page. So, yeah, please subscribe on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. The video version is available on Spotify now. So whatever your choice is of watching it, please just, tell a friend and tell a friend. Thank you. And before I go, one more thing. We got merch. I got hats, T-shirts, hoodies, mouse pads. Phone cases, mugs, all that good stuff, man. Get you some merch if you really rock with the podcast, man. And thanks for rocking with us, man. Y'all take it easy.
Ooh, he was like, I moved about 2-3 weeks ago. I said, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then he got the shop threatened to get blown up.
What?
Oh yeah, so he the problem.
Yeah,
two different shops.
Yeah, he said, what, the dude came in and he was like, he was complaining about his life, and my barber was like, maybe all this bad stuff happened to you because you keep putting negative energy in the air. Maybe you should be more positive. And he, dude got real emotional. He started, tearing up. He's like, he's mid-cut himself. Says, you know what? I'm going to go because I'm so emotional right now. All I want to do is just come back here and blow this bitch up. Shit. And my barber just looking at him like, okay, hey. I'm like, bro. Oh, shit. I said, bro, what is wrong with you, man? Yeah, different. But I was saying that Future's album is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Might be album of the year.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Pusha dropped a week before that, and
I think they both should be album of the year. I think they both should be album of the year candidates.
That Future album is,
I think they both do what they really. I think they both do what they do really well.
Which is.
Well, I think it's not, they're separate. They're their fan bases might merge, but I think Future's core fans were happy. I think Pusha's core fans were happy.
Man, as a Pusha fan,
for sure.
After weeks of listening to it, and man, that shit's different.
It's amazing.
That's great.
What was that line you said, Willow? It's window stickers and window liquors. You know the type.
You know the type.
I was trying to get in your picture. I was trying to get the dope through in your sister. We went backing up to work when be no dick. No, be no dishes. Be no Christmas mistletoe. Be no kisses. Bro, that nigga is different.
I was like, man, this don't make no sense.
I was listening to the album and I was in the car and then he says, "I flew your bitch out to Cuba, but I didn't go to show you what you should have did." I'm like, bro, what's this nigga on?
I don't even know why I should have did that.
I think in the interview he was like, he loved calling people broke different ways. I was like, he said Cartier bust downs, just not my thing. damn, I can't even afford the Cartiers. He said, that's not me.
Bruh, the way he been calling people broke for so long, and it be niggas who got more money than him, he be calling broke. He said, your plane's missing the chef. how are you if you have a private plane, how are you, how is that a complaint about niggas with private planes? That don't even make sense. Like,
I would be wanting to tweet him, but I'm like, damn, I want to be tweeting like these lyrics. I was like, I'm not in the position to tweet these. Like, you track hawk niggas are not my competition or something like that.
That boy is different.
I'm like, bro, I can't even afford
that luxury shit different, man.
Like,
I can't even afford it.
And then he posted that picture in Ferrari, like at the table, like designing his own Ferrari.
Wow.
I'm like, that boy talked that.
I'm saying,
bro,
he's one of the few rappers who I say their net worth does not, I don't feel like, compares to like their money, their actual wealth. Like, I think he has more than whatever Forbes thinks he has. I think he has way more connections.
I think the majority of them do, honestly.
But like, you know, like Drake be like, them numbers ain't right. I'm like, they probably really close to being right. Like, Push, I think maybe worth like 15 mil. I'm like.
Can't be.
Can't be that.
It gotta be at least like 100.
He gotta be something like that, man.
You know, how y'all seen Drake just signed that deal, right?
Yeah, that shit.
That was the stupidest deal.
360 up front, man. All comes full circle. Boy.
What was it, 400 mil?
$400 million.
It's fucking stupid.
It's not, though.
Imagine if.
I feel you. If he was independent.
Imagine if Drake is independent.
But it's just, you just some artists just don't want to go through all that hassle of, you know, because then everything's on you and all the money's on you, as opposed to you sign this deal with such and such and they get probably just 20% of your income from their music, and you get the majority because you the bigger artist, and they handle everything. They handle the distribution. They handle they got them giving you advances, all that kind of shit.
Y'all niggas still taking advances. Jay-Z told you that in 444. Like,
I think he is to the point where he's like, maybe he's too busy.
Fact.
To like, he don't want independent artists. This is you. Like,
yeah,
you're in charge of all of it. Yeah. So
you just hire niggas to do that shit.
Yeah, but you're paying for all of that, as opposed to you link up with.
He already got niggas on his payroll doing this shit.
Yeah, but you.
He has a label.
Yeah, but you. That's what I'm saying. Certain niggas, like Jay, wanted to really push his label and do shit like that. But that's not Drake's lane. That's not what he want to do. He doing other shit.
So what's the purpose of the OVO label?
I have no idea. Them niggas ain't thriving at all. Yeah, them niggas ain't doing nothing.
Work for him.
For sure, but that deal, that shit massive. Cause you gotta, it's Drake, and at this point, he own all the music. They not taking none of that. They just getting it's probably like 80-20, 75-25%.
Plus,
400 mil a lot of money.
It is, but you gotta think, you're getting 25% of all Drake streams and all that shit.
And think about it, he be putting out like albums, like he can do like 2 year absence, he can do a year of just features, stuff like that. And he can just do tours and stuff. And he's going to make – that's more of a profit to him because the labels don't even get that much on his tour money.
You don't think the label getting none of his feature money?
No.
But the labels have to clear it.
I don't even think Drake is – nobody paying him for features unless you really hear it on the radio. All these features he giving people, they free, bro.
You don't think – no.
I'm with that because I can't imagine some of the niggas he be giving features could afford it.
That's the majority of music, the features are free unless it's a really radio hit type shit.
So on what status do you think are they paying for Drake features?
If you would hear Drake on a – I'm trying to think.
You know what? They're not free. Somebody paying for it. The label – whatever label who is paying Drake for that feature.
No, that's what I'm telling you. The majority of these songs, they free. They like the majority of rap song, like rap features. Period. It'd be like
no. So this how I know. All right, the labels pay for. So if let's say you my artist, right, and I can't like you talking about, oh, I need to pay this feature. All those are a risk. But if I pay for that Drake feature, and you got the Drake feature, even if he did it for a favor, I still gotta pay him. Then that shit gonna go.
Yeah, but
every time. So the label gonna pay. They're not even gonna question that. Drake is on it. We're paying that feature. How much it costs?
I'm telling you.
Because they know they're gonna make it back.
I'm telling you. That's only when it's like, when it's album, like when it's like, okay, we putting this as a single on the album type shit. Otherwise, like the majority of these features.
What Drake feature is not a single on the album?
Like a Drake future feature? That's
like.
Jack
Harlow wasn't a single?
That's what I'm saying. They not paying for shit like that. He's really just doing that.
Well, not future, because that's future. They have a relationship.
But like you said, Jack Harlow, this is a new guy.
I bet the label paid.
I bet he didn't pay.
The label paid a lot of money.
He got a steak deal.
No, he got like Neo on his album or something like that.
Pharrell, Timberlake.
Yeah,
yeah, but those are different. Those you gonna pay to bring Pharrell out.
The label paid for Drake too.
No, the label will pay, but I'm saying Drake not charging. That's what I'm saying. The majority of these features, he not charging. He just
Drake
said himself, "What I get for the feature, I wouldn't fuck with me either." Like, because he knows
exactly that. So he's getting it for the feature.
He said, "Done doing favors to people, ain't like I needed that money for the feature or something like that." Yeah. I think he's just doing favors at this point for these rappers.
That's how the majority of music is anyway.
Like, Baby ain't paying for a Drake feature.
But, like, somebody like you saying, like, Pharrell or, you know, like, maybe, yeah, somebody who not doing shit much, yeah, you're going to pay to bring them out. But
like, Wayne, you're paying.
But Drake.
Yeah, you paying for it. I don't know.
You're paying Wayne. Like, Lotto paid Wayne.
I don't.
I feel like, she did.
I don't know about Wayne.
Certain people paying, certain ones not.
Because Wayne do it for the love.
That too.
Because, like, niggas say, I send Wayne the track, he send it back, right back. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Those are probably people he have, like, some type of working relationship with.
He did that with Cordae.
Cordae up and coming, though.
How long he going to be up and coming? Cordae is like...
Wayne did a whole album with Rich the Kid. He not
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's all I have to think about that.
That's that.
I heard the album was decent.
I would.
Once again, Cure for Cancer could be in that album.
Spark, no.
Wouldn't know.
Nah, man.
I cannot stand Rich the Kid.
So would y'all pay for a Wayne feature?
Yeah.
In this day?
If I'm a rapper?
I know how much you're charging for a feature. It's crazy. I feel like you could pay. Yeah, I wouldn't pay for a
For the Wayne feature?
How much a verse? I was like, what's the average verse nowadays cost, though?
I mean, let's see. Nicki said $50K for a verse. But that was back in March.
That was old.
So I know somebody who personally paid, or not personally, but they... What shit? They personally, but they paid Lil Baby like $200,000 for a feature.
I can believe that.
So,
hey, that's crazy.
And an extra $50 to shoot the video.
So I feel like Wayne should be like at around like $175K.
And if I'm gonna pay that, if I'm gonna pay I'm assuming it's $100,000. If you're doing all that, and I'd just rather pay somebody else for $100,000. Cause Wayne, it's not no guarantee that you're gonna get the Wayne that you need for your son to do what he need to do.
$100,000 for a feature. What is an album budget?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The most of these shits is on the free, but an album budget when you actually paying, I don't know. It's probably crazy though, honestly.
That's why these labels be, you know, picking and choosing who they be pushing,
and that's why they own all your shit once you do it.
I don't be understanding how, like, the first thing niggas don't buy with their money is a studio.
I don't get that either.
Like, how much is a studio really? I would buy a studio straight up.
That's understandable.
Because most of that money go to studio time. But
you gotta understand, when you're doing that, it's like, how much time is you gonna actually spend in that studio?
Regardless, other niggas gonna use the studio, so you gonna
You saying like, okay, like a whole studio? Okay, I thought you meant like in home type shit.
You can still charge niggas.
I'll tell you, old head put me on. I never listened to old heads growing up because I feel like, why are you giving this advice? One of them, he was like, man, look, I'm going to give you some advice. Every career you could think of, there's a better alternative. You saw these guys want to be rappers? Be a producer. Be an engineer. Then you could produce their stuff, whether the song blow up or not. You still get paid.
Still get paid.
And you can now use your money to fund your rapping. I said, damn, I guess you're right, huh? And then he was like, you want to be a veterinarian? You know how many different animals you got to learn about? Dogs, cats, snakes, rats, rabbits. Might as well be a doctor. Man, female. That's it.
That makes great sense.
Yeah, he had one more alternative. I was like, damn, this nigga's, he's right. Yeah.
Hey, how many, personally, how many veterinarians you know?
None.
Now,
I don't own animals either.
So. Like, when we were kids, how many people said they wanted to be a veterinarian?
It was a lot.
Bro, what happened to that?
A lot.
They realized it was probably too much.
Yeah, I said they seen all them animals.
Man, that shit's so cat.
That's what that dude hit me with. He was like, rabbits, rats, all that.
Rabbits, rats.
Man, woman.
What's y'all dream job?
Oh, casting director for music videos.
Oh, that's hard.
You a sick individual.
No question. Just all I gotta do is like...
Bad bitches.
Yep, that's
it. Hood niggas.
That's it.
Easy. Got this. Easy.
That's it. I'll even be the location scout. We go do gas stations. We go do freeways. Like,
what? You just only. That's all hood videos are. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Nigga said gas stations. Like this shell look pretty safe.
Yeah.
Let's get 10 Suburbans out here, guys.
It's crazy because, like, you will never see a video shout out to QT.
For sure. They got to, you know, you got to choose a different gas.
Yeah, QT going to get you the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, that too.
You can be in the fucking shell shooting the video. Yeah. And the guy be in the background like,
I'm going to pay enough to deal with this shit.
I get off in 2 hours anyway.
Yeah, man. So that's my dream job.
That's good. I also have to be, I don't know, probably like an actor or some shit.
I couldn't do acting hours.
I'd say actor or rapper. One of them.
A rapper? Nah. That's too much pressure. I feel like.
Really ain't. You gotta understand how many trash rappers out here that just got great fan bases. You don't gotta do shit but do a show for an hour.
Russ.
I want to be like a mid-level NBA player.
That's smooth too. But that's 82 games and you got the whole summer.
No. I don't want to play all of them.
Yeah.
I want to be one of them guys who just like, dang, he ain't playing right now. What's going on?
I want not mind third string quarterbacking either.
Yeah, I was about to say, I want to say second though. Third is like,
it's too much of a risk. I'm gonna have to play.
Yeah, that's true. But third is too much, too close to. Hey, we might just cut him.
I'd rather be the 11th man on the team. You know what I'm saying? I want to be my 15th year in the league on a 2-way contract. So, like, when it's time to hoop, I go to the G League, I get these niggas some buckets, you know what I'm saying? I got the green light to do whatever the hell I want. It don't matter, right? I just have to play some games down here. And then the other time, I'm in the league on the bench, just chilling.
That's true, but it's still a lot of structure coming with, you know, the NBA and shit. You got all these different cities, all these flights, and all this shit you got to do.
That sounds great.
And you got to practice and all that kind of shit.
I would like to be a mid-level rapper now to think about it.
Yeah.
You said a mid-level rapper?
Uh-huh. Easy. It's sweet.
What?
Uh-huh. You ever seen some rap? I think it's awful, yes. If I could just have a Rich the Kid career, that's fine.
Got all these fans.
All these fans is crazy. I ain't never heard.
This man was performing with Ye.
He got an album with Lil Wayne. I mean, shit. What more can you ask for?
And what
signed the Migos label?
Bro, what do y'all think Rich the Kid? Like, Rich the Kid has a track record, yeah, but are we saying Rich the Kid has a luxurious career?
No, but I'm saying it's mid.
It's cool enough.
Yeah, it's
cool
good enough.
It's cool enough to take, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's right. That's cool.
Yeah, I can do this.
But really, I would want to be like top chain, like.
Like 5EO?
5EO. I was just about to say that. Like 5EO, really run New York. No, I don't want to be from New York, though. I want to be an Atlanta rapper.
Why an Atlanta rapper?
Or somewhere in the South.
You don't want to be an Atlanta rapper. Because, like, if you're an Atlanta rapper, at any time, you can have beef with any rapper for any reason.
Yeah, but nobody, they all, like, Atlanta rappers, I mean, Atlanta, period. You call one guy, all those big dudes, they call one guy, get the other guy on the phone, it's squash.
They all do know each other. Like, every Atlanta rapper has a song.
Atlanta's too small.
It ain't like the West Coast. You go out there, you beefing with somebody, oh, he a blood. Now you can't go no blood hoods. Just off the humbug, this guy don't even like you. You didn't know what's going on.
They really shooting out there?
Facts. They really extorting all kind of crazy shit on the West Coast.
Yeah, I be hearing about, like, oh, you got to tap in when you come to L.A. Like,
come on, bro. Not tap. Like, what? Imagine. You got to do that every time you call. Yeah, so I'd just rather be in
Atlanta. They want to shoot Drake.
Why?
I don't know. The game said niggas called me to get you up out of here, man.
Bro, like that shit.
The West Coast is wild. It's the Wild Wild West, for real.
Why you can't?
The South is just better.
So, like, really a rapper from Texas, you know what I'm saying? You ain't really got no expectations.
I don't know. It'd be some. A lot of them Texas rappers getting into some shit, too.
Houston's just another Atlanta, so.
They get into some shit, too. Atlanta just cooler because. One, that's where all the major artists are.
But we ain't got no beach.
Yeah, you don't need one.
Thankfully.
Thankfully. Thank God. That'll just, the traffic will be ridiculous. Like, the people here.
Somehow these niggas are finding cuckoos on the beach.
Oh, yeah, they'll disrespect that beach. Thank God we ain't got no beach. They'll do that bad. They'll do that real bad.
Nah, bro. PETA would have something to say about that.
But Atlanta's just the better. You don't want to be from Florida. They crazy. Memphis, they crazy.
What about a Carolina rapper?
Carolina cool. I mean, what they got, the baby?
I would say they birthed the most violent rapper I've ever seen.
He might go down as all time.
Most violent.
He's definitely the starting point guard. But
He top.
But they got J. Cole too, so I guess it kind of, you know, balance. Kind of balance.
I don't know if I want to be a rapper though, man.
Rapper cool, bro.
But you guys want a funny story about Memphis that I heard? So, at work, one of my coworkers' coworker or whatever, she went to Memphis. She rented a car, and they gave her like they upgraded her to give her like a Benz or something. Right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Yeah, we save all our upgrades for out of towners." And she was like, "Why? Why y'all say the upgrade for out of towners?" She was like, "Because the local people here, no one in Memphis has a license, so everybody's renting cars." This is what the dude said. I don't know. I never remember. He's like, "No one in Memphis has a no one in Memphis owns a car. None of them have a license. None of them own cars. They all just rent them." And so they return them, and it smelled like weed and all that. So they save all the premium cars for the people who are coming from outside. He was like, "I cannot keep a charger on the lot to save my life."
That's what they coming to get.
Yeah, I said, "Damn, these folks at Memphis taking all the crazy, all the chargers."
That's a good business model, because I damn sure wouldn't get them niggas my car.
That's crazy. Like, they all just, hey, yo, when niggas get money, they do the dumbest shit.
People say that, but it's like, you got to understand.
How many scammers you know ain't never bought a car with it?
They ain't had shit. When you put it like that, yeah.
Like,
I don't know what's up with it. It's like scammers and cars, they like hate each other.
Now, mind you, they could have at any time got a car, but they still just continuously scamming to keep paying for their Ubers. But
you know what it is? They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? First of all, if I pay for this car, how I'm going to get them Margellas? Second of all, if I spend all this time in my car, who gonna see these Margellas? At least if I hop in the Uber, I'll be like, "Yo, you got them Margellas. What's up, gang?" So,
you think they don't want the responsibility either? Like, they don't want a note? Like, yeah, that is too. That too much legitimacy?
Probably. Yeah, that could be it too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So you think it's about getting fly?
Oh, for sure. What else could it be? A lot of them niggas don't got licenses either, though, like Memphis. But
no, they got licenses. I mean, old cars.
But so they just want to get fly, bro.
Then they be staying in like the worst places that had like full room. Yeah, like, man, I don't get it, bro.
That's money. That's saving.
But you gotta understand, a lot of these scammers, they don't really got money. They just, you know what I'm saying, they gonna go broke soon, and they gotta wait for the next play to come out. But people with real money, they gonna go get a car.
Bro, they be having like stacks. Bro, I've seen niggas with like stacks, bro.
I'm telling you,
the little phone.
Yes, like, and nothing.
And they ain't really got it, because one, they got to break that down with four other people. Two, that's all they got. They know that's going to be gone soon, and I got to goddamn, it's going to be a drought until that next play come around.
So, but it'd be like 15.
So it's going to be wild.
It'd be 15,000, like.
Yeah.
How you running through 15,000?
Hey, man.
It's a lifestyle, man.
And then when you ain't work for it, they don't, you know, it goes away faster when you ain't work for it.
I believe it.
You be like, "Damn, I can get that shit that easy? Shit, let me go get some Margellas."
Some Margellas is like the official scammer nigga shoe.
Yeah, some shit like that.
They love them, like, love designer
Margellas and Balenciaga.
Yeah,
and shit. Hey, that Balenciaga runner, like, bro, that shit.
That also like socks.
Yes.
Yeah, I want those so bad.
Why? Because like, was Cardi said it?
Cardi said it. Yep. I said, y'all can y'all please give me the Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. That's all I wanted.
Why you never bought them?
I couldn't afford them. I tried to get all my friends to chip in. I said, bro, y'all just put in $25. I can get this shoe.
Get it in no time.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not sold.
I ain't like the sock ones.
Nah, I ain't never bought no crazy expensive shoe. What's crazy expensive though?
Those were $750.
Yeah, I feel like really $400 and up.
What if they boots?
I mean, that's still crazy expensive.
Okay.
Except for cowboy boots. Cheaper. They go for something like that. They go for more than that. Like real authentic cowboy boots, they go crazy.
It's some Louis Vuitton sneakers. I want those shits. The trainers, that was hard.
Yeah, he told me we're not wearing Louis Vuitton no more. So
yeah,
sorry. Yeah, I gotta do it.
Did
you say Louis bags?
Yeah. Okay. So the other day, me and Whitlow found out how much golfers get paid.
Oh, something crazy, right? Especially if they win.
It's nutty.
No.
It's not even winning. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, it's not the winning. It's just like.
The sponsorship, the endorsements.
Y'all never played PGA?
Bro, I didn't know it got that bad.
Bruh, one club would be like $200, $300. And imagine the whole bag of that. Like, of just different clubs.
Honestly, I played Tiger Woods golf, so I knew.
Really?
I just couldn't wait to get a sponsor. Yeah, because then I got extra money. I could get some clubs.
Bro, in 2021, they had said five golfers made made $35 to $42 million in that year, and I was just like, I didn't know this much money could circulate in golf.
Any white sport is they have money. Think
of like, no, NASCAR don't get that type of money.
that's the lower tier demographic.
That's not a cheap sport
of whites.
It's not a cheap sport.
But their fan bases are not the same fan bases as not the same.
Like you can't get
fan.
I get what you're saying. You can't get the NASCAR people to come out there and be quiet the whole race. Like people be quiet at the PGA.
Yeah, it's a different white base. The NASCAR and the golfers have. Both are white. It's just a different demographic.
You know,
white.
Golf is crazy because they legit be quiet. And just like tennis. You're right. Just like tennis. They be quiet the whole time until, you know, different some crazy shit happens. Because
it's like an elitist thing.
Baseball is like a happy medium of like NASCAR white and golf white.
Because you seen them Yankee fans throw all that shit on the field. Yeah. I get what you're saying. It makes sense.
So what are like football fans? Where are they on? Like the NASCAR like spectrum?
No, they would probably be more like on the baseball spectrum.
Yeah, kind of mixed crowd type.
Yeah, they're probably a mixed crowd.
Because you're
going to
get some elite people in there, and then you're going to get some, you know, they start fighting out there. Mm-hmm.
So just the end of the spectrum is golf and NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. That's
Now, everything else is, like, really just in the middle.
Yeah, then you got the other, like, obscure ones, like equestrians and all that stuff. And,
what's that?
Horseback,
you know,
right?
Horse shit.
You mean polo?
Yeah, like, yeah, stuff like that. Like, that's, like, on that. Remember, I tell you, like, I took a class about, like wealth. Like, it's about, like, class system and wealth and all that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wealth isn't just about
money?
Yeah, like, yeah. There was, like, you can, I know, was it, like, class? Basically, it's saying, like, it's not about your money. It's about your lifestyle. It's about your class system.
Yeah, your plane's missing the chef.
Yeah,
I get
it. Class system. So, you can be, like, you can have a lot of money, but you're not high class. Because it's not how you grew up. So, for example, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're not high-class people.
For sure.
Blue Ivy and their children are because their upbringing was different. It's all about, your class is all about, where did you go to vacation? Oh, we went to Panama. Okay, well, we went to Greece. What did you guys do for fun? Oh, we went bowling. Okay, well, we did polo. It's all about, like, what did you grow up with? Do you know the difference between a salad fork and a dessert fork?
Mm-hmm.
No, none of that. Like, so there's like, you can't even move a class system, or you can only move like, I think either they say you can't move one, or you only move up one a whole lifetime.
That's inaccurate.
So like, no, because it's all about, it's bro, not just about your amount of money. No amount of money can give you a class.
Yeah.
That's what Hov said. You could pay for school, but you can't buy a class. Like,
right. But you could learn class.
But it's not the same because you didn't grow up with them. You didn't grow up
so
thinking
not,
how
they're so they not going to look at you the same.
Like Paris Hilton, all that
yeah,
old
but you,
money.
But you still got that nigga in you, though. You know what I'm saying? You could be classy with them. You could be on their scale or whatnot.
Yeah, but they're saying how that class will view you.
Yeah, they won't ever.
But at the same time, you can grow up in that lifestyle and like, if you.
And you get that status. Like, that's
no,
the Rockefellers,
no,
the Hiltons.
20 years from now, they gonna look at Blue Ivy and say, still nigga. Like. Huh.
No, I mean, of course, at the end of the day, you still.
So you never going to be in that class.
But class, no, she's still going to have that class.
Facts.
That's a race. But as far as social class, Blue Ivy would have went to all the same schools they went to, vacation in all the same places they went to, had the same designer clothes, have this. She knows the difference between this, knows the difference between that. She would look at us like.
Peasants.
Yeah, pretty much. Even though we both could be black, she would look at like us like.
I mean, but you, so you're saying you can only. Like,
I think it said you can't. I can't remember if it said you can't. You can only go up one, but I think it said you can't because it's just like if you won the lottery right now, it's right. You, okay, you got as much money as Pusha T, right? You won $300 million,
right?
Yes, but no, not Pusha T. Let me think of like a, I'm trying to think of like a, who's like a rich person that's been rich,
like a Hilton or something.
Yeah, something like that. But you didn't grow up like how they grew up.
Uh-huh.
You don't have that status like how they got. You just right. Rich. You just, it's like you guys like watched like The Great Gatsby or read the book Great Gatsby back in high school.
Yeah.
And they had like old money and new money.
Mm-hmm.
And Gatsby felt out of place because they were trying him up because he was new money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even though he had all his money, had this fancy house with these fancy parties, they would still look down on him because like, you just got this. Like my great, great, great grandfather had this and we grew up on this and grew up on that. You grew up poor.
Facts.
So like the, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. That's how they be doing Batman. like billionaire playboy. You know,
like,
can't get none of the real offices, but they always be like, you know.
I don't know how Batman has to.
I mean, they be saying, but he gets into the big offices and all the big parties and all that shit. But
because he got status,
while he be out there wilding, billionaire playboy, he be doing this and that.
So status can get you anything.
It can get you in a lot of rooms that it you can.
You know what? I do. Yes, like what they say in House of Cards. A lot of people made the mistake around here, chasing money over power.
And if you watch Inventing Anna, it's based off a true story of a girl who she had nothing for real, but she made it seem like she came from all this money. She had no money to pay for anything, but she made it seem like she came from all this money and these rich people and grew up rich and did all this, and they was giving her free loans at the bank. She didn't have to have no verification. She was staying at hotels forever, all kind of crazy shit.
It's all about that status.
She was white.
Black motherfucker had to pay ASAP. I was like, hey, this is your
They denied Falcon the law. He saved the world. So think about that.
So yeah.
But yeah, it's all about status, so. So any of our viewers who thought they were gonna be like high class and get looked at it.
Can't want to say that for your kids.
Yeah, but your kids will be. Your kids' kids will be.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
What's a realistic lifestyle? Because I feel like a lot of people get the They social media has ruined everything.
For sure.
And like people's mindsets is like fucked up. Like so like when they start to just think of I don't even want to say just well luxury. What they think average is really luxury. And I feel like a lot of people are like missing that in like the terms of reality nowadays.
Because too many people follow these celebs. And it's like Instagram, Twitter fault. We shouldn't have this much access to people's lives.
Instagram got your bitch.
Yeah. And they see these celebs. They see Ari. They see Jada. They see these bands. They have these.
I'm not even talking about them. I'm talking about like it be like like nobody's.
I'm saying, but they see that. And then they try and they break their back to do that. Like they break their back to have like that lifestyle. Like you said, these scammers posing with 15 bands, but not a crib, not a house. I mean, not a car.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't impressive on Instagram.
Like when
the Margellas are.
When
that's what's impressive.
Now, like when I be seeing like folks on vacations and shit like that, all I be like, damn, how much that shit cost? Like, not like oh, they can do it. It ain't that much, you know what I'm saying? Oh, let's do this. Like, nah. This is going to take me this amount of months to save up money to go there. And that's if I don't pay my bills. Like, what? I don't know. Dude, like, niggas, I don't feel like people be paying attention.
I am convinced. I seen this tweet. I said this before. It said, I don't know what y'all are doing, but y'all niggas are going to jail. And I felt that, like, wholeheartedly. Because I said, I don't know what y'all are doing, but I know eventually it's going to catch up. Like, when I seen that list of all those people who applied for PPP loans, I said, uh-oh, they're going to get y'all niggas. And then, like, even, like, the NBA players, they got them, like, on fraud PPP loans and stuff like that.
They got them retired on insurance.
Yeah, like,
they try to do this insurance lifestyle product
they keep trying to keep up with, man. It's going to get them in jail eventually.
And I just know everybody ain't living this lifestyle.
So, the biggest haters is the government.
Instagram going to make you want to. Instagram going to make you... Motherfuckers be like, hey, I ain't gonna pay this bill this month because I gotta, you know, I gotta stunt.
That's crazy. And people real deal be doing shit like that.
Clout is worse than crack.
Nah.
It's a terrible drug. It just don't.
Clout
do be killing sometimes too, but yeah, crack is wild.
Clout's worse than that.
Nah, clout ain't that bad. But clout is bad. Now, hold on. let me. Clout is more dangerous than,
You remember that girl with the Gorilla Glue girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she got all this clout and all this stuff like that. And the nigga went back and did the same thing she did just for that clout. And he got ignored because it's like, nigga, what are you doing? But clout made him put super glue in his head. Yeah. Knowing he just saw her had to get some special shampoo made by this scientist or made by this surgeon. And he said, I want that attention on me. And did that too. Like, that's nutty.
I think that's the dumbest type of clout. Like, if they did it, then let me do it. Like, not even being original.
This nigga is now famous for looking like a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, it's wild out here, bro.
You understand that?
It's wild out here.
Rappers' baby mamas have booking.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about it. It is crazy.
This clout thing is crazy. Like, this is...
Yo, that is the wildest shit. Like, when they be like, book her. I'm like, bro, what does she do?
Yeah.
She's hosting. Hosting what? Like, she's just in charge of this. Like, she doesn't even have a talent.
And then when you get there, they not hosting shit. They just got a little section, and they just chilling and dancing with the right. music.
The people just want to be in that room. They just want to have, oh, I'm with them, I'm with them.
That's a fact.
Yes. And then they going to tell you, yo, I was in the club with So-and-so the other day. You know what I'm saying? It was lit up in there, boy.
It's all a movie.
It was, it's a movie. It's crazy. Movie. Bro, them shits be like trash-ass movies, damn, boy. I tell you, we're going to have to start writing these movies. On like, people be telling me, it's a movie. It's a movie. Nigga, that shit ain't no movie. That shit a Sony Marvel movie.
Nothing going on in there.
Ever.
Clouds is crazy.
Yeah, cloud is wild.
When I see this nigga get pressed for looking like dirt, I said, see, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is
like, why is he doing that, though? Like,
yeah, that's dangerous.
He got, dirt got way too many ops.
Clout.
That's dangerous.
Clout.
Like, why you don't want to look like somebody who ain't got no beefs?
Remember the dude was beefing with 21? Remember 22 Savage?
Oh, yeah.
What's his actual rap name?
I don't know.
He had a comedian, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was a comedian.
Yeah, I thought it was a comedian.
Wow, really?
I think it's Funny Mike.
So like, he was making like he was 21, and then he took that 22 Savage. There was that beef with this man, like.
Yeah.
Really?
Clout.
I know there was like beefing. Yeah, clout.
It's worse than crack. I'm telling you.
But I don't know. Crack is
crack is crazy. I know clout has gotten some people killed.
But crack doesn't really kill.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, it can't be worse than crack, because crack really just like. It just ruined the whole race damn near. So,
but don't you, like, I mean, clout is the same way, like.
Yeah, but clout ruined it in a way, you know what I'm saying?
It's ruining people's lives?
That's true, but crack not only ruined niggas' lives, niggas got locked up. It's like, it pushed the whole,
clout.
Race. I think
pushed our whole race back.
See, bro. I think this might be the MJ LeBron comparison. I think you have crack, which is clearly Jordan, is, you know, it changed the generation.
Yeah.
You know, but we got this new thing right now,
clout.
And it's still going,
and it's doing it,
bro. You got to think about how many people's lives is ruined off of dumb shit. Like, remember when planking went viral, and then remember when like licking ice cream went viral? So like,
or putting that salt and ice on your hand,
yeah.
The cinnamon challenge,
running up
people
crates.
Died off the cinnamon challenge, running up crates. People was
taking pictures like from high up. Build like
people was lighting their hand on fire for videos.
Yeah, that's nutty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as this new clout is going,
clout
like,
Mike got it, bro. Cause just think about it. Like, no, think about all the dumb shit we just said.
But guess why all them doing that? Cause somebody along the lines was on crack. Like, the more and more I look at you, it smells like crack.
Snowfall, Pusha T. That's like Jordan's last dance. Like, that's like sure. That's glorifying that era. So you think like, man, you know what?
That shit
crack
was crazy.
Was really putting up numbers.
Yeah,
crack put up crazy
numbers. It did put up, but clout is putting up more numbers.
Clout is, but is it going to the same extent? Like, like you got to understand, if crack wasn't a thing, if crack not invented, right? I don't think it's that many black people out here looking for clout.
I think
people crack, always like clout.
I think crack sent us on a downward spiral, right? It sent the whole black race
people,
on a downward spiral.
People always wanted clout, but now it's so easily accessible, or like the perception that it's easily accessible through like the phones and whatnot, that makes it even more dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Because like if you come from a small town, it's like, oh, I want to be big and a star someday, right? But like you ain't really have no way to get to it. So now like your reality kept in. You grew up on a farm. You just became a farmer. You know what I'm saying? But now you grow up on a farm. I want to be a star someday. Now you just set up the camera and then everything can go to like everything to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. We're gonna look back. You know, we got to give clout as much time as we've gave crack.
For sure.
And we'll see.
For sure.
Telling you.
Okay. I feel it.
Nah, bro. Cause like, bro, clout is more dangerous, bro.
Yeah, clout is bad. Clout is bad.
You just said somebody running around, somebody like, looking like Dirk, and Dirk got hella ops. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Why would you run around looking like the most wanted man?
Speaking of, I saw this thing. This was from a while back. Whoever they got beef with, the rapper, what was it? Is it Quando Rondo?
Yeah.
when he made all his homies dress like him, so they did slide, they wouldn't know. And I said, why did they agree to that? Like, how did he propose that to y'all? That's where y'all homie. Didn't catch on. Like, let's just all dress like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, ain't niggas looking for you?
Like, I don't think that's a good idea, bro.
That reminds me of a few seasons ago when the Warriors had D'Lo, and like opening night, all them niggas had the same hairstyle. Oh, yeah. They was like, yeah, they're trying to disguise D'Lo. But nah, y'all watched the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Like the Trevor Noah part, like the stand-up?
I didn't see it.
Now, somebody sent it to me, and it was kind of funny.
Well, I said, they say he said some good shit.
Yeah, yeah,
I heard, I seen
it. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up.
I was like, when he told him, when he told his wife that she should have voted for Bernie.
Yeah, the student loans, yeah, I seen that one.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
He was like, everything's up.
Because, like, I don't have an issue with nothing he said. I just have an issue with him saying it.
Oh, with Trevor Noah saying
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Why, you don't like Trevor Noah?
I don't like the fact that Trevor Noah is not American.
Okay.
And if he's not American, then...
Why are you doing the correspondence then?
No, why is he... why is he saying anything about our country? Like, imagine you, right? You go to Morocco, right? Or Nigeria, or like any other country. Like, yo, man, fuck the president. This president is trash. Like, they gonna get your ass knocked out. Like,
I mean,
go to Russia. Talk. Just go to Russia and say something about Putin.
You know, as a reporter that has not survived what two assassination attempts on his life from Putin.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you go to North Korea, talk about their president. Go to China, talk about their president.
Yeah, but look, this is in a form that you're supposed to do that, and two.
But nah, he was doing this like just on this live TV, just cause like on the Tonight Show or whatever.
His show, the Daily Report or something.
Yeah, he had his own show, and he just talked about like presidential, like the government issues. I'm like,
but I mean, at this point, he is an American citizen.
No, you're not from America though.
Yeah. So do you feel that same way about like actors? I think some people had the argument too about like British actors. Playing like civil rights or playing slaves. Do you feel that same way too?
That's
like,
definitely a problem.
I don't really like that either, because if you from Britain, why are you coming to play a slave? Right. And the studio knew what the hell they was doing, because they couldn't find no regular black people to like all niggas, real niggas like, bro, I think
they put that way because like they did a Harriet Tubman movie, and I think the actress was from like Britain or something like that, and it was like you couldn't find an American actor to.
Same shit for Snowfall. They got the Britain guy to come play a fucking West Coast drug dealer.
Right, I don't know. Black, the rest of them niggas, like, I would have played that too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking that one.
But I'm saying, like, far as like civil rights stuff, can like they speak to like the American black history, or they're not that, like, what you think?
I don't know. That's not like
they shouldn't get the role, though. I'll tell you that. I definitely feel like the role should be.
It's not as
egregious.
That's more so acting. Like, that's just a film. True, like, true. Trevor Noah's really saying these things.
I got you. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Where a U.S. citizen, though?
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he's been here long enough.
I don't know. I never really was the biggest fan of Trevor.
Yeah.
No. I liked John Stewart.
Pretty sure he got a visa.
I'm sure he has a working visa.
Facts. A regular one, probably. Because I'm pretty sure he's been here for a while. And then, so you got to look at it like,
Noah is not a citizen of the United States. He said he wasn't.
Wow.
See what I'm saying? Wow, he's only 38, so, I mean, come on, bro. That's crazy.
I thought he might have been a little younger.
So imagine you, like I said, imagine you go to China.
He's older than Fabio.
Yeah, that's wild.
That nigga trash.
But not older than Future.
Fabio can rap.
Bro, stop saying that. Stop saying that.
Fabio can rap.
Bro, what is up with y'all?
And then he got that song, City of Gods. Like,
that song's crazy.
No, I told him. Once you drop something like City of Gods, you're pretty much stamped in music, especially for New York. Yeah, you're stamped.
He said, Pop. What did he say? Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm that nigga now. And I felt the way he said that. Believability. That's like.
You know how, first off, I thought you said 6ix9ine was the king of New York.
Did I say that? I mean, I said back then he was. I mean, I couldn't dispute his numbers were crazy.
So you thinking Fabio is the king of New York?
Right now, yeah.
No.
Until Cardi drops something.
What do I look like giving him free soft? Like, come on.
Stop saying that.
Until Cardi come out, yeah, he's the king of New York.
No. French Montana running New York.
Whoa, God, you know, French Montana just dropped that song with Kodak. That's it hard.
New York love French. New York love French. They love Fab. They love Boogie.
They not out here like Fabio.
Out here like Fabio. Fabio said he's holding down killers. Like he the new guy.
That nigga 32. Dude. Ain't nothing new about him.
He holding down New York.
The king. Like I said, until Cardi dropped, then I'll say her, but
for sure.
Bro, that nigga Fabio. Not the king of D.
He made City of Gods. Cardi B ain't did nothing like that for New York.
Every single her album went platinum.
Yeah, but it's but like she was a king. I ain't at talking that about point, the numbers. I'm talking about look what that song gonna do numbers. That is, you know what I'm saying? That's like when Jay-Z did Empire State of Mind.
Are you comparing Empire State of Mind? Hey,
look, they both
to
got,
City of Gods.
They got a lot of similarities. Guess what? They both got Alicia Keys. Yeah.
Okay. What's the rest of the similarities? You said a lot.
They both have a top five rapper of all time.
And they're both New York. Oh, I like that. And they both New York anthems. So there you go. You got three of them now.
Yo, I bet they could go perform City of Gods right now at the BET Awards. Lil Mama won't get up there.
She won't be there, probably.
But why was she there the first time?
Hopefully they have better security at these award shows. Sure.
And if they perform it in the middle of Times Square, I bet you'll get the craziest clip of all time. I bet it'll look like freaking.
They're going to like, what the hell?
It'll be looking
yeah,
because
Kanye
like
West and Alicia Keys is out there.
Hey.
Bro.
Whose song is it?
You wouldn't even know what Fabio looked like if he walked past you on the street.
I don't know what Fabio looked like.
As of recently. Since last week, I definitely know what Fabio
looked like. No, you don't. You think you know what he looked like. But if he walked past you on the street, you'd be like, who that nigga with all them chains on? That's what you going to say. He must be somebody.
Ye said he saw. What did Ye say? Did he say he reminded him of Hov? Oh,
yeah.
Come on, bro. That's coming from
Ye. Ye also said that Big Sean going to be a better artist than him.
I mean, that was kind of like
he had potential.
Yeah, he did have potential, but that was kind of like a faith play. That was like, I believe in you. I want you to go do
that. That was his artist, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So y'all saying this 5-year statement is just like.
It's got to be.
It's better because it's not his artist.
Yeah, it's not his artist.
You know what I think? He was just saying they both from New York. Oh. So that's kind of remind me, like, yeah, working with a New York artist.
He could have picked anybody there. Yeah. He could have said he's the next, like, Fat Joe or something like that. But he said Hov.
Nah, he's like, I'd be surprised if 5-year have a better career. Then ASAP Ferg. And it's sad that I think ASAP Ferg is younger than Fabio.
I don't know, man. Fabio got some time to really shoot.
But you gotta
up
think
here.
Ferg is a product of what's it called when you
yeah, they're the same age. Well, Fabio is like 1 year younger than Ferg.
What's it called when your parent is like you getting stuff because of your parents?
Nepotism?
Yeah. Ferg is a product of nepotism.
Why you say that?
His like dad, I think, designed the Bad Boy label. Like I think his dad was cool with Diddy and all them.
Yeah. Okay, Diddy got kids. Them niggas not popping.
Them, you know them niggas. These niggas raps like them niggas. He was on a Pop Smoke album. He had no business on that, and he was on a Teyana.
They both from New York. What you mean?
And he was on a Teyana Taylor album. Like
they all from New York. That's just a New York connection.
One of them had a show with the dude. Ain't he on that? Was it Respectfully, dude? Don't the
Respectfully Justin?
Yeah, ain't the other son like the co-host of that?
You watch that? I don't know.
I think he got canceled.
I just like one episode with him and Sweetie. Like, yeah. But I think he's a co-host on that. Something. Yeah, they are definitely products of nepotism.
I think Sweetie, if anybody, would be a product of nepotism. Yeah,
she's also another one.
One Fabio had to get it out the
movie. Yeah, Fabio. I don't. As of right now, I don't know any nepotism claims for Fabio. So yeah, he's a real one.
And two, he's on that level right now where he can shoot. Like he can very well shoot past Ferg. What you talking about? He can very well, because you got to think this is the beginning. This is like the upward trajectory.
And he's 32.
I feel you, but it's the beginning.
I mean, hold on, start rapping to 26.
It's the beginning.
So yeah, it's all about you know.
It's the beginning.
It's all about how you know.
Oh
you
my god!
Not how you
rap is a young man sport.
Not how you started. Started at 26.
Mm-hmm. Rap is a young man sport.
That's why I get myself to 26, and I'm gonna turn to a rapper.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, I get myself to 26.
Rap ain't rap. Not really young man sport. Well, how old is he?
32.
32.
I mean, Drake
he just a little.
How old is Drake? Drake's like the best rapper out right now. What is he?
He's been in this like what 12 years, like 14 years.
What is he? J. Cole, Kendrick. These are all older guys.
And when they come in the game? And they like, and J. Cole and Kendrick just started doing numbers. Like,
but didn't 2 Chainz come in a little later?
No, 2 Chainz. He 2 came Chainz. In as a duffel bag boy.
Yeah, but I'm but saying 2 Chainz. Wasn't he a little on the older side though?
Yeah, and people was questioning that.
Yeah, but look at him. Yeah, Fabio got a great chance here.
Pusha T's in his prime right now. He's like what?
But he's been 40s. Rapping for almost 20 years.
But that's also kind of helps Fabio out because it's new. It's a new sound. They ain't you. Well, it ain't really a new sound.
I'm just saying, it ain't a new sound. It's not even a different sound. Bro, I told you. I said, look, play this song with Chloe Bailey and this other chick, and then play the other song with Blueface, and tell me why they sound the exact same.
Yeah, they did sound the same.
They got the same producer.
It don't even matter. Like, the whole album sounded. Why does City of God sound like Off the Grid with Alicia Keys?
Because Ye, you know,
Ye chopped that up, man. Yeah,
no, it's just stuff. All that drill beat. All that sound the exact
sister,
same.
Their sister songs, Hurricane and Moon, sound similar. Their sister
no,
songs.
No, they don't. They just flow into each other. They don't sound song. The same at all. They sound completely different.
Their sister songs,
even though they were made together,
Off the Grid and what you call it, sound different. They just sound. They have
similarities.
No, they
sound the exact same.
They just have similar.
Bro, all that New York drill sound the exact same.
True,
at least Chicago drill sound different. It just is,
but it's what's going though.
City Girls had a drill song. They say, you know who we need, Fabio.
Because Pop Smoke gone.
Hey,
name
he's
me
the
five,
king
that's
now.
A, that's a better that, right. That helps his case.
Name me 5 more New York drill artists.
And I ain't gonna count. Fabio better than Pop Smoke.
I wouldn't go that far. Not
I
yet.
I will.
Not yet.
She's saying not yet.
Not yet.
They ran out of Pop Smoke vocals already. What are you talking about? Had time. Pop Smoke was like 20.
Yeah, we talking about 5
this nigga's 32.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said 5 year will, I guess at some point, will surpass. So.
Yeah, so you think you're going to listen to a second 5 year album?
I'm just saying he dropped. I'm just saying he could drop another banger.
Look, I'm behind on albums. I still need to go listen.
You
to
heard Futures when
that's
it dropped.
That's different.
Yeah, you got to clear the.
I'm
clear
part
the queue
of. I'm part of the future high. That's different.
You got to clear the queue in future.
So who else album you behind on there?
I gotta get the Tyler's album. I'm behind on that.
You behind on album of the year?
Yeah, I ain't listening to that one either.
I'm behind on that. I think I listened to like the first 2 songs when it first came out.
Hey, they say Jack Harlow albums sounded good.
Who was they?
A lot of people.
See, I heard
people
it was
whose opinion
like,
I respect, man. They say Jack Harlow's albums sounded good.
I'll take your word for it because somebody else told me it dropped mid-sauce.
And one
like,
thing about Jack Harlow, he don't overextend himself when he rap. He just do just the bare minimum, and it's cool.
Because a lot
of people
this.
Be out here wilding. A lot of people be out here trying to do all this extra shit on their songs that don't work. Jack Harlow, one thing about him, he rap. He's like a white Drake, kind of. He's like a white Drake.
Just to be saying that, for like, he said all Jack Harlow verses sound like a throwaway Drake verse.
I said he just watered down. Well, I kid you not. We was watching the Donda listening party, and I was listening to the I stopped buying Louis bags. That's a virtual pass. I said, man, this beat's crazy. I mean, I would love to hear Drake on this. I know Drake's not gonna hop on this, but I would love to hear Drake. Jack Harlow comes ahead. I said, just as good. Just as good.
Just as good is
just
crazy.
Because Drake was just going to phone it in. Yeah, so I was like, this is a phoned in Drake verse. And I called you. I said, look, it's Jack. I said, I knew.
So are we at the point where we're saying, has Drake fallen off to where we can just replace him with Jack Harlow? Do you know how sad
no,
that
no,
is?
No, no. It's
you
like,
can't never
you can't afford Drake.
So let's get Harlow.
You just get Jack Harlow. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because we all know in reality, you can't replace Drake. It don't matter.
It's evident. When you listen to that song they got together, like you hear Harlow and then Drake gets on and you see the difference.
Yeah, I still think it's crazy that he gave Harlow verse of the year.
Yeah,
On Future, he just like, yeah, I got some words. I'm just going to say some stuff.
Side note, Drake can't keep doing this. I told someone that Drake is becoming the Chris Middleton of rap because either he gives us 50-point games or he gives us, you say you're a lesbian. Yeah, me too. Like, how can he go for
bro, he said, I think it was TSU. And like I was telling him the other day, Drake got these melodies, bro. Like, he's perfected melody. So, like, I'll be listening and I'll be like, bro, this song is trash. But like, when like later today, I'll be humming like the chords. I don't even be knowing the words. But then like, once I go back and play it and I hear him say stuff like, I got a Drake in the studio and that'll just mean that I'm in this bitch. I'd be like, bro, what the fuck am I listening to? Funny. Like, it pisses me off for that sure. he perfected melodies.
I'm telling you, he be going from that to like what he was saying on the Jack Harlow record.
Shit is crazy. And then you turn on Future and you hear goddamn being messy, shit did not impress me. Like, brother, where's the Harlow treatment?
He said, I can never be your man. I'm your bestie.
Like, come on, bro.
I'm saying he is becoming a Chris Middleton. Either we're gonna get him at God level or him just phoning it in.
Like bro, that shit be pissing me up. So y'all gonna listen to the Jack Harlow album?
I am actually.
I'm gonna give it one listen. Like I heard it's getting overhated. I heard people saying it's not the best album ever.
For sure.
But it's not the worst thing. It's like it's some casual rap music, which someone said, what did you expect from a white boy from Louisville, Kentucky? Like, it's casual. It's just like,
I will say people are expecting way too much out of a lot of these artists' albums.
Yeah.
And I realized it when Roddy Ricch dropped Mid.
Oh.
And everybody,
another album I haven't heard all the way through.
And people was just like, oh, but his first album was like a classic, like it was a no skip, and I was like,
be saying that. I didn't get that vibe.
But see, Roddy is like, Roddy to me is like Gunna too, which is like I never can go through a full Gunna album because they play with melodies a lot. Same with like it really just me like R&B dudes. I can't listen to a whole R&B album if there's no rap in there. Cause it's only so long I can listen to you sing.
Right.
Same with like Gunna and Roddy. They don't have a balance of rap, and they're just. They lean on their melodies too much. Then I kind of it falls off because like how many times can I see you try to melody these?
I hear what you're saying.
That's why Baby and Gunna collab.
But I'm not putting Gunna in that boat with Roddy Ricch. No.
Gunna's far ahead on that scale to where he can. But if I listen to a full Gunna tape and it ain't no Baby, ain't no Thug rapping on it, ain't no 42, just him. I'm not gonna get all the way down it because he's gonna keep trying to play with these different melodies and I think his hit to miss ratio is higher than Roddy, but he's still gonna have some misses with the melodies. Like,
I mean, everybody gonna have some misses.
But like, say Baby and Gunna when they collab, it's great because whenever Gunna's missing with the melody, Baby's right there with these bars. So like, you know, like,
understandable.
But yeah, like I said, people are expecting way too much out of these rap albums. Like. I really don't understand why they think mid-level rappers should be dropping some of the best shit. You know what I think it is? We don't have a new age. So like how it was Kendrick, Cole, and Drake, and before that it was like Wayne, Ye, Ross, T.I.
Lil Baby and Gunna and.
Travis. I put Travis there.
You put Travis with them?
Mm-hmm. I think Travis is the top 10 rapper now.
I
think it's five.
First off, Travis is a top 10 music maker.
Yeah.
I can't tell you nothing he rap about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're saying like.
His lyrics mean nothing to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely nothing.
And like, that's why when like the thing happened with Travis Scott, like everybody was like, oh my God. And then like nobody had like any sympathy for him because we don't know this man.
I will say that. I remember I listened to the whole, was it Astroworld? Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know what I just listened to, but it sounded great.
It sounded
great. Yeah, like it's nothing. It's like there's no personal levels.
Some of my favorite songs are him, like his.
No personal.
His, like, that's some of my favorite songs are like him, like rapping. Like, I say, like, I guess I connect, like, Coffee. What's it, Coffee Bean? Something like that.
Bro, I don't even know the name of them things. Because they just like have weird names.
Him rapping a little bit more, like, you know, something. I've been going through a lot behind this glass tent. Dun, dun, dun. Bad news. You know.
He don't be saying nothing, not a thing. Yeah. And I don't be tripping.
Facts. Yeah. Some of my favorite songs, he don't say shit.
Yeah,
Apple Pie?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that shit is amazing. And he ain't saying shit, but I don't want your apple pie.
I don't even know what that song is about. I'm like, I don't even know what apple pie is.
I thought it was her vagina. No?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
I ain't never seen no apple pie looking like,
I thought it was like, you know, American Pie. They were fucking pie. So,
oh.
That's correlation. But I would put Travis up there. Baby,
got
Travis.
Like Travis kind of like ahead of them, kind of.
Oh, definitely. He's definitely would be the leader.
Like, because he came in before them. He's been doing it longer than them.
So would you put him more with the Coles in them?
Yeah, kind of. Sort.
Fun fact, Travis Scott is younger than 5 year form.
Travis should be like around what? He's like 28, yeah,
he's 31.
30, okay, shout out. Okay,
I mean, shit, he's barely younger.
Right, just a year.
And he's established. He's been here.
5 Yo is established now. He dropped City of Gods, bro. He stamped in New York City. And you know what that means in New York City to be stamped. The next album, if you got Alicia Keys and Kanye on your first album.
All it's going to really take is for Ye to put him on a song with Hov.
Yeah,
that's it.
And it's going to happen eventually.
You think 5 Yo is going to be on a song with Hov?
Man, look.
If Ye do it, yeah.
I think it's going to happen. Y'all going to be in a rude awakening.
Hey, no. I think Hov...
Or DJ Khaled, one or two. One of them are going to put them together.
Oh, yeah, DJ Khaled definitely going to happen, too. I think
it'll happen. Nah, bro. That's not happening.
One of the, yeah. Because Ho going to have to hop on one of these drill beats one time.
No, he doesn't.
He going to do it.
Please,
Ho going to do it.
Why?
As a, he's like the man in New York. He got to.
He gonna do it.
He got to show y'all how to really rap on these New York drill beats.
So, wait, why Jay-Z not the king of New York?
I mean, I think, like, he's, like Rushmore then. Like, got like he's, like, yeah. Of course, like, I think it's a cop-out to be like, hey, well, Hov is clearly the king of New York. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, Diddy, 50, they could all have that.
Yeah, I about to say, I don't really think it's been no point where Hov, of course, he's the biggest thing in New York. Like, I mean, he's New York.
Right.
Course, but I don't think it's been a point where it's, like, Hov really runs New York type shit.
I think it was, but it's like a real small one. Well, I think as far as New York, maybe a little bigger window.
Well, yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
New York with music.
Yeah, but music, yeah, it was a small window where Hov was like the undisputed best.
So, like, when I say, like, there's nobody next, because Travis Scott will be in the thug and Future
okay.
level.
Even though I think Future is
will
also
be on, like, he'll be on the Drake and J. Cole class.
But see, maybe because they're so influential that their sound is like, I don't see them like getting like their music's aging way like their music is sounds like today's stuff.
Right, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying like we don't have another. I know there'll never be another, but like there's nobody replacing like after like you said, Lil Baby, right?
Right, Baby's definitely
Lil Baby. He's getting there. But, like, I don't know if he's going to be, like, stadium tour big.
He going to be there. He with Chris right now?
Or even arena tour big. Well,
I mean, he did Baby in France. I mean, that was just him and then random people.
But was that arenas, though?
Yeah, that was at State Farm.
That's crazy. Did he sell out?
He did do State Farm. He sold out.
That's crazy.
It felt like it. I went there. Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm about to say he sold out. I remember I was looking for the.
And they knew every line. I felt old because I was like, I didn't know some of these baby songs. They knew every. I never felt so old. I was at Chick-fil-A and the girl was like, I told her when I put my card in the thing, I said, if this don't scan, use your card. And she said, we both just gonna be standing here looking stupid then. So I just bought tickets to a concert. I said, oh, who you bought tickets to? She named some artist. I never heard of them. And I didn't want to say who because I didn't want to feel old. But I said to myself, I've never heard of this person. I feel so old. I can't even repeat the name of the rapper. And I said, dang, man. Is this how this feels? Like, I'm like.
Was it ESTG?
No, it wasn't. It was like no one. It wasn't like. It wasn't no cap 42. It wasn't none of them niggas.
Remember that one.
It was somebody. And I was like, I ain't never heard of this nigga before. Like.
What kind of music he made?
I mean, I guess rap. But
now you just assuming he make rap like you could.
Now his name was something crazy like it had to be a rapper like It was something wild. I don't know no R&B or no other nigga with some crazy name like it was something wild. But damn, I can't remember. I might look up concerts in the area.
Had to be a rapper is hilarious.
That's hell.
But yeah, man, I think Baby definitely is up there. I'm trying to think about
Baby
who else.
Definitely up there.
Who else would I put like? So where would you put Uzi?
Oh, Lil Durk count too.
Oh yeah,
hell no. What? Yeah, I think Durk that big.
Now, yeah. I think as of like last, 2-3 years, Dirk's been like.
Dirk also does arenas.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Y'all Baby did arenas together, I think.
Where would y'all put Uzi?
Uzi is big. This is,
y'all saw that thing. I don't know if y'all saw what I sent, but Uzi had like 45 entries in the Hot 100 in 2020.
I didn't see that.
That's really?
Funny. Yeah, I sent in a thing. Like, it was something about how Drake has, like, the most entries, like, in the last few years. And they broke it down. And, like, Drake had, like, 5 out of it. But Uzi had the most at 1 year, 2020. He had, like, 45 entries.
That's crazy.
He did drop that 20-song album.
It was a lot of hits on there.
I liked whatever song on that was. I think Baby Pluto. That was hard.
He had Yasirski. He had Bean or Sosa. He had Silly Watch. Pop, yeah.
I like the one he had with Nudie, and he was like, y'all want this shit so bad. I don't do nothing.
Yeah.
I don't do shit.
Was that Money Longer?
I think it was Money Longer. It was might be Money Spread or something like that. That's
yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I think it's Money Spread.
I love Uzi. So I think one person's like, Uzi, you can give Uzi anything, bro. He'll make it work. I was like, see, that's the type of guy, like, you could just give him a throwaway beat, and he'll make it like, what's that song?
Oh, P's and Q's.
Remember, he starts the song. It's like, what's called? I hates this. So, And he just starts rapping. I'm like, this is, you can just give him whatever beat you want. So Uzi got to be on there, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if he, but yeah, Uzi definitely up there as like one of the, you know, one of the leaders.
Type I think they're like just, I get what y'all saying, but people not looking at them as like elite music makers.
I mean, you weren't looking at Cole like that.
Still not.
What was the first one?
The Sideline Stories.
Yeah, you weren't, after he dropped that, you were like, man, this guy's like, you know, gonna be replacing the Hove and Wayne.
But you know, you got guys who real deal just looked at like they no one's arguing that these like Uzi or Thug albums are better than like something that Ye put out.
But see, also
people are arguing that J. Cole's past few albums have been better than Ye's past few albums.
His fans are arguing that. His fans.
I've never heard no Uzi fans say no stupid shit like that.
Well, YoungBoy fans are constantly saying that all this stuff is better.
And it's a different type of music.
Like, yeah. I haven't heard, like you said, you was arguing with people who telling you that To Pimp a Butterfly was better than a Ye album.
People feel like that. But those are the same kind of music though. Like, they both, I don't think they're the same kind of music, but in the public eye, you could say, you know, people look at Kendrick and Kanye like, okay, this is the same kind of music type.
I see what you're saying, but like, yeah,
the same level. I would say, I mean, skill level.
Yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly is better than maybe a few Ye albums, but not.
Yeah, Jesus Is King,
Ye. I put over Ye.
You could give it Ye. I guess.
Ye is debatable. I like more songs on Ye than To Pimp a Butterfly.
I like To Pimp a Butterfly better than Damn and
Now for
Good
you,
Kid, Mad City.
Now think about this. I don't like To Pimp a Butterfly at all. Like, there's no point where I want to go listen to These Walls.
Yeah,
see,
I love that stuff.
I like Myself. Ginger. It's gonna be all right.
I like that. But All Right. These Walls, You Ain't Gotta Lie, like those songs are great.
It's
like DNA where I'm like,
I definitely don't.
When I hear DNA, I'm like, I don't really want that.
I didn't like
Humble.
I didn't like DNA. I didn't like Humble like that.
Yeah, I don't like none of that.
And but there's people who will tell you this is the best shit out. Like literally,
his fans.
They call him a new Tupac.
But this is what I was gonna say. A lot of those people who we classify as like the kings, like now they had a cosign. You think about it. Kendrick had the Drake cosign.
Hey, right.
Cole had the Hove. Drake had Lil Wayne cosign. Like, these guys had cosigns coming.
They all did come from greats.
That's why I remember, like, they had this argument. This was way back when. They had an argument between, like, who was the bigger freshman between Wiz Khalifa and J. Cole. And the dude was like, because this is back then. They was like, well, think about it. Cole has a Hove cosign. Wiz is getting this out the mud. And they're right now at the same part. So I kind of got to give it more to Wiz because Wiz doesn't have anybody backing him. So these artists that Cole, Kendrick, Drake, they all had cosigns from bigger artists. So
yeah.
So we look at Baby. Baby didn't get that cosign.
He got it from Thug.
Yeah, but Thug,
but Thug wasn't on a Lil Wayne, Hove,
you know, Thug not
and Dr. Dre's thing. Like,
in Atlanta he was.
Yeah, but, you know, that only goes so far.
And in Chicago.
Like, Thug still trying to break mainstream himself.
Facts.
That's Wayne crazy.
Never, you know, Wayne got 100 million records sold.
You know how weird that is, that Thug is trying to break mainstream when he's had hits like with everybody?
Like, well, So Much Fun was like the thing that broke it, but then he dropped the album after that, and then it didn't do nothing.
It really didn't, and it wasn't. It's probably because it. You know what? When he did that interview on So Much Fun, he said, "I know what type of music y'all like. I know what are gonna be hits." And so that's all this album is. I don't really like all this music like that. But that's what this is. And like,
but remember his manager? His manager said something to him at the time. Was it Lior Cohn?
Lior, yeah.
Yeah, he was like spitting like some real to him. And Thug, he said, look, if you keep on just dropping this stuff like this, you're never going to hit mainstream like this. But you need to actually take time, make some songs, and like really like perfect your craft and put it out. And you'll break mainstream. And Thug was like, I'm not hearing that. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I was like, you know what? He kind of was right, bro. Like, if you just, like...
Thug was right.
No, Lior was right. Lior took.
I mean, it depends, you know.
No, because Thug, first of all, So Much Fun, Thug said he knew what type of music y'all like, and he put that out.
He knew what he had. Lior gave him the tools. He knew what he had to do.
And he just did it, right? He just got a hit album out there. All right, now he's back to making the creative music that he wants to. That's and true. His fans are going won't like it. Like,
yeah, but it's
I had people telling me who would never listen to Young Thug. Like, they was like all throughout the mixtape years, like this, before So Much Fun is his first official album. So everything before that was like, this is trash. Like, they were taking it as a joke. When Punk came out, they was like, oh my God, this is beautiful music. And so, like,
after So Much Fun,
right? Because now So Much Fun was the album to just reel people in. Now everything else after that, he's just making whatever the hell he wants to.
And you saw what happened with that.
What you mean?
The sales decreased from So Much Fun to Punk.
It went, like you said, number one on Billboard.
If it wasn't for Lior, he would have just kept dropping. And he would have been worth nothing. Because he would have just been giving people all this free music. Lior, the one who snatched the Migo Thuggin' mixtape away from us. Which we needed. The people, you know what I'm saying?
It was crazy. I don't even want that no more.
Yeah, no more. But at that point, that shit would have been crazy.
That would have been like the hardest shit in the streets.
That would have been crazy. And Lior said, no, we're not doing that.
So, yeah, man. These new rappers, they don't got to just like co-sign. Like,
yeah, I feel that, though.
So that's what it is. If you don't get co-signed.
Hove behind you.
I'm
you know
saying,
what it
like,
means
it helps.
If for Lil Wayne to embrace these guys and he don't, and then they giving you songs. Same way Hove gave Cole songs.
It makes you feel like, oh wow, they're next up. Like
what? Like Wayne fucking with this? Hove fucking with this?
So like that's why I think you don't feel that way. Like I think Baby, like,
but
like
even though like Kendrick and Kendrick got songs with the new school. Yeah. Kendrick got songs.
Like,
look.
But it ain't just songs though. These, you know what I'm saying? It's like
they put Keem up there. And I don't even listen to Keem like that, but Keem has
a Kendrick cosign.
Kendrick cosign. So now he's finna, because now all the Kendrick fans are finna go this way. And anybody like, oh, let me listen with
Kendrick. I wish Kendrick fans would try to tell me Baby Keem is like a nice rapper.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You know, yeah, you
really?
Know.
Yes. That's crazy.
I just looked at a
thing. Nigga's a knockoff Playboi Carti.
They love Baby Keem.
I just seen this thing. It was like all these good young artists have a sophomore slump. And everyone was like, except for Keem. Keem didn't. Like, Keem is like, because he has that cosign.
That's crazy. Like, I didn't know people looked at Baby Keem like that. Like,
yeah, like,
He sounds like a product of Uzi and Cardi.
That's why.
Literally what he sounds like.
Lil Baby, Dirk,
Young Boy.
Like, it's more impressive because they're doing this without these cosigns. Like,
that's a fact.
First off, Dirk been in the game for like 10 years. Hey, right?
But he started young.
You know what? Time out.
He did start young. If
5EO and Dirk are the same age, right? Like, that's different. You get what I'm saying? Like, Dirk is just now blowing up, but he's been around making music for a long ass time.
See, look, even now, 5EO, he got the Ye cosign. Yeah. You about to see him.
But, and then you got to understand, when it comes to 5EO, yeah, he may be new to this, but it's the people first time hearing it.
5EO older than Dirk.
I believe that. Dirk has to be in his 20s, right? Like
he's
29.
He's 29. Yeah,
okay. Because Dirk started young as hell.
Yeah, all them Chicago niggas started young. We the same age as Chief Keef. Them niggas started young.
They were hustling. They were like actually.
They were the embodiment of what hip hop was about. Young niggas just trying to make it. Like,
right. It's a young man sport.
Facts. It's not necessarily a young man sport, though. It's because the older men are leading it.
Right. Just like the NBA.
But you saying because they came in when they were younger.
No, I'm saying, like, the NBA is a young man sport, right?
You're saying the people that dominated are the older ones.
Yeah. But it's different for the NBA and the rap.
No, it's not. It's the same exact way.
The young people not dominating.
Yeah, they are.
I know, but I think the older guys are dominating, but the younger guys, but you're seeing these younger guys, like Ja,
yeah,
Book,
yeah, the younger ones are carrying the future, right?
Yeah.
But the older guys are holding it down. You know
Curry
what I'm saying?
Right there, you got.
Like, people who turn on TV to go watch LeBron, Curry, KD, like Chris Paul, who's 30, like the people who've been there for a while.
It's they bring the people
now,
in, and the young guys keep them there.
Now 5EO Foreign is like a Pablo Prigioni who had a real good game one week. You know what I'm saying?
It's disrespectful. You could lead game Kabiza.
Like, when was that old ass ball nigga for the Lakers who came out? That's who 5EO is.
5EO, he's a late bloomer.
That's all it is, late bloomer.
5EO is a guy who spent 4 years in college, then he hit the G League, and now he's here, and now he's producing. He's just a little late bloomer, that's all.
And he's new to the people. So it's only up. It ain't like you just going to fizzle out because you old. It's new. This is their first time hearing you.
They had Kid Kid as a freshman. And he had been on a Lil Wayne song. Like 8 years prior. It's never too late, man.
Nah, bro. Fabio is not it, bro.
So that's what I'm saying. Like them, even the baby, like these guys, these young guys, you don't feel that way only because they're not getting,
yeah.
They didn't come in with this cosign like, yo, oh yeah, this guy's next up. This my new artist. This is what I'm pushing right now. They're not doing that. And these new guys ain't really do that. Except for like I said, Kendrick with Keem. But who's Cole doing that for?
Exactly.
Everybody on Dreamville.
That's different. That's just like a label, though.
Yeah,
like,
that's a label.
He ain't stamped
none. That's all Cole was, the label.
He didn't stamp none of them. Mm-mm. Like J. Cole was Jay-Z's first signee to Roc Nation. That means a lot.
And then he's the guy. He giving them the verses. These Cole, and then, you know, Cole verse don't hold as much weight as a whole.
Bro. Yeah. But, like, he didn't stamp. He should have, stamped, like, hey, Boss, he next up. This is the new Boss is next
that's
up.
True.
Or J.I.D., he next up. Like, he didn't stamp none of them, so like they're it's not the same. Even with OVO, like you,
Drake ain't stamp not one of them niggas.
He ain't stamp them. To me, Party, I forget that he's even signed with OVO a lot of times because Drake don't even be like pushing him like that. Like same with Majid, Division, Roy Woods.
I listen to a lot of them niggas because I listen to OVO radio, but
he ain't stamping them. He got like this is the new guy up. This is who I'm. You know,
facts.
I feel you.
You gotta put that
like Wayne
on.
Did that with Drake and Nicki.
Sure. I feel you. All right, but we at that mark where it's time to play 20 questions.
All right, let's do it.
I do have the album, and y'all can start whenever y'all are ready.
All right. Are they from Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a rap album?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think we're doing good.
Atlanta rap album.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay. Was it put out in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, this is going to be a breeze.
What's a breeze? Like, what number do you get it at to say this was a breeze?
Where we at now? We at five?
We at four.
Four?
This would be your fifth question.
Okay, so we at four. I mean, yeah, I feel like a breeze is halfway through.
Yeah, probably half. I get it at halfway, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, halfway through.
Okay, so now we know it's Atlanta. Last 10 years, so that's like, what's that? That's 2012 and up.
Oh, 2012 and up.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how we lock in on the artist.
Is he associated with YSL?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, that knocks out a few. Actually.
Right.
Now, look, when he say associated,
mm-hmm.
Did you interpret that as being signed?
On the album or on the label?
I meant as a label.
No.
Okay, cool.
So no Thug, no Gunna. No, who's the other one?
So we got Lil Baby.
Still got Future.
Migos, Future. Is he associated with QC, the label?
He is associated
okay.
with QC.
Okay, well, all right. No, it's not Future. Look, is it Rich the Kid?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I was about to say. So if it's not Rich the Kid, then it's either Migos or... But no, he'll do Skipper the Flipper.
Skipper was so hard, man. They did him wrong. I like Skipper.
You think I can name a Skipper the Flipper album?
No, I can't. So I'm gonna hope
it could be Pee Wee. It could be Pee Wee a Long Way.
What do y'all think I listen to?
So is it Lil Baby?
No, it is not Lil Baby.
Is it the Migos?
No.
Is it Quavo?
It is Quavo.
Okay.
Oh,
is it? What's Quavo's album name? It's Quavo Honcho, isn't it? Or Honcho?
Honcho. It's just Honcho.
It's Honcho, right?
No, that is not the album.
Is it Cactus Jack?
No.
Oh, he's talking about the collab. It's a collab album?
It is a collab album.
Oh, so it's the Quavo with Travis.
No, I just called it.
That ain't the name of it.
It's Honcho Jack.
There we go. What we get it at? 9?
11?
11. It would have been. I just missed, you know, said it wrong.
I'm glad I said no for Migos. You know what I'm saying?
That's when like, you said no, I'm like, is it Quavo there? Because I'm like,
you did that because I was gonna just turn focus.
I don't know who you're gonna go to next.
Yeah, because we had already called Lil Baby, so it just had to be.
You about to say Duke
so,
Deuce?
Yeah,
no. It could have been City Girl. No, you said it was a guy. Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Duke Deuce not from Atlanta either.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to name no Duke Deuce in no way. So
that was it. You also would have got me there.
Yeah.
Well, y'all listen to Duke
Dudes. And Yachty. It could have been Yachty.
It could have been Yachty. It could have been Yachty. Damn, Yachty would have fucked y'all up.
For sure. I wouldn't even think about that one. But we would have got to it eventually. I'm cute.
Yeah, once you said it wasn't Migos, then and you said not Quavo, I'm like, okay, well, we wouldn't take him off of them. Yeah, Yachty.
Any last words, man?
No, this was fun. So you gotta get, I think three is a good dynamic.
Three is a great dynamic. Coco host Whitlow, I feel like.
Yes, Coco host.
But we still gotta get some more women on here.
That's true. You know, I sub in and out. I understand.
You know. He don't want to make that drive.
Oh, it's nothing for me, man.
Especially like most days we record on Friday, so.
Hey, I ain't doing nothing no way.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be doing nothing in that traffic either.
Oh well, shit. But you know,
I think next time you should treat us.
For sure. To
lunch, you know, so we could it'd be more casual, more laid back. Yeah. Oh. Have us feel at ease, kind of. We could talk more.
Yeah, but you a host. Co-host. You also a host.
You co-host, host. Co-host. Yeah, you're the host. Though.
You're the co-host.
Yeah, co just means we do it together. Like
co-star like, and the like, star.
Like, yeah, see what I'm saying? Co-pilot.
Yeah, you're the host.
You're the pilot.
Like on the Breakfast Club. You got Angela Yee and her co-host, Charlamagne and Envy.
Nah, I feel like they all host.
Yeah, because they coexist with each other. Yeah, they're co-hosts.
That's just them, though.
That's a different dynamic, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
but like, Drink Champs, like, Nori is the host, and the other guy's the co-host.
I see. Nah, so you saying it's more like Drink Champs than the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Yeah, like the Button. Like, Joe, but like, Button's the host, and like, Rory and Maul were the co-host and the co-host.
So, what were Rory and Maul now?
They just both, I think they just both co-hosts.
Yeah, they both.
Yeah. Right.
It's like that,
so, yeah. So, yeah, this is co-host.
But this ain't that. The name is the Jones Podcast.
Yeah, come on.
If we were all hosting, it'd be something different.
Then what would it be?
I don't know, but
it wouldn't be the
But
Jones
the Joe Podcast. Budden Podcast, he's I don't know. The host.
I think it'll still be the Jones.com Podcast.
I think it'll still be.
Like Rory and Maul podcast is what Rory and Maul because they're
because so. Like who's
but not? The Breakfast Club is them three
so right
it's not it's DJ club. Envy's club
right it's a club
with Angela Yee and Charlotte man
I'm not
so yeah it makes a lot of sense
I'm not picking up what y'all putting down
Coco House
yeah
so y'all ain't got no final those are y'all last words
for sure
yeah I'm solid with that
all right man Thanks for rocking out with us on the Jones.com podcast. Please rate this thing 5 stars on all things, all listening platforms.
Like and subscribe.
You can also now watch the video on Spotify now.
Hard.
We finna get that Spotify check.
Hard.
I'm going to switch up so hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go so PC. I'm not going to mess up that bag. Yeah.
You already
Once
PC.
You that bag, you got to get right.
I'm not going to Joe Rogan me.
Oh, for sure. Won't be snatching my episodes.
Yeah.
All right, man. We out of here.